This is VOA News.
I'm here today because I believe that accountability needs to start now. I think that the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh will set a precedent for lack of respect and sort of a lack of recognition of the laws and morals of our country. And I'm here to be a voice for the women and men and all people of this country who cannot be here.
A young protester outside of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. over the pending vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to support him despite a new allegation of sexual misconduct. The New Yorker magazine reported late Sunday that two U.S. senators are investigating a woman's charge that Kavanaugh exposed himself at a Yale University dorm party during the 1983-84 academic year. Mr. Trump addressed the allegations from New York, where he's attending the U.N. General Assembly this week.
For the people to come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mention it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
Kavanaugh has denied this new allegation in a statement released through the White House, calling it a smear, plain and simple. Look for the latest update on this story on VOAnews.com. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed on Monday a Taliban prisoner has killed at least eight policemen, including three senior officers, after covertly seizing an assault rifle from a guard at the detention facility in southern Zabul province. A police officer told VOA the incident happened while security guards were offering evening prayers late Sunday at the Shar-e-Safa district jail. Now, officials said the assailant sprayed the unarmed group of personnel with bullets. This is VOA News. Opposition lawmaker Ibrahim Mohamed Soleh has declared victory in Sunday's presidential election in Maldives.
This is a moment of happiness. This is a moment of hope. This is a moment of history. For many of us, this has been a difficult journey. A journey that has led to a prison cell or years in exile.
He defeated the incumbent, Yamin Abdul Gayoom, who has not as yet conceded the election. With almost all votes counted, Soleh led with more than 58% of the vote, but the Election Commission said it would not release results until Saturday. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was released from jail on Monday and then was promptly detained again. Navalny had just ended a 30-day jail sentence for staging an unsanctioned demonstration. He has served a number of weeks-long jail terms in recent years for organizing protests. The latest arrest comes amid a wave of demonstrations in Russia against government-backed pension reforms. South Korean President Moon Jae-in claimed success following his three-day summit in North Korea last week, where he was able to secure agreements from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on a variety of inter-Korean projects and revitalized denuclearization talks. However, as the president openly speaks about a new era of peace and prosperity, absent from the discussion has been the North's human rights abuses. Despite the agreements reached between North and South, executive director Greg Scarlatou with the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea said human rights policies aren't involved in Seoul's approach to reconciliation with the North.
I cannot help but point out that there is absolutely no North Korean human rights policy involved in South Korea's approach to reconciliation with the North. There is absolutely no mention of North Korea's abysmal human rights violations.
Phil Robertson, the Deputy Asia Director for Human Rights Watch, did note one exception, the important humanitarian reunification between the separated families.
But the reality is that we're not seeing much progress on human rights. The human rights issue, with the exception of the important humanitarian reunifications between the separated families, is just not part of the agenda.
The Unification Ministry said the government will find practical measures to enhance human rights of North Koreans. Another tit-for-tat set of tariffs imposed by the United States and China on each other's goods took effect on Monday. The new U.S. duties cover thousands of Chinese-made products, including electronics, food, tools, and housewares. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1.